Good evening. I'm Lori Townsend. You are watching or listening to Running. In this half hour, we're talking with candidates for U.S. House. Let's get started with Anchorage Democrat Representative Harry Crawford.
Good evening.
Good evening. Representative Crawford, why have you decided to shift your political focus from state to national politics?
I think that it's needed. You know, I was quite happy being in the state house. I thought I was making a difference and actually getting things done. And then, you know, I saw what's been going on with our congressman and felt that it was time for a change. And, you know, for a number of years, Don Young's really lost his way, and I believe he's out of touch now. And because of the scandals that he's been involved in, he's become completely ineffective. And I believe it's time to get some new leadership into Washington, in the Congress. We have one congressman that represents the state. We have one voice in the U.S. House, and I think we need a voice that represents the people of Alaska, not big money special interests from around the country.
Outline what some of your priorities would be if you were elected to Congress.
Well, you know, when I went into the state house, I thought that my interests were all going to be around working people's issues and energy issues. Once I got there, I found out, there were so many more things that my constituents brought to me. Those are areas of my special interest, but my constituents will guide me in what needs to be done. In the 10 years that I've spent in the Alaska State Legislature, there were tons of things that were brought to me that I'd never even considered before. It was a learning curve, but we get experts from both sides of every issue that come in and teach us and let us make decisions based on the facts, not on who gives us large contributions.
The series of bailout and stimulus bills that started with the TARP bill in 2008, was that a good idea that saved the country from a deeper recession, or was it wasted money?
You know, the TARP bailout was very upsetting. I listened to the senator before us that said, you know, that was the only option on the table. The problem started about 8 years before when they repealed the Glass-Steagall Act and allowed the big banks to take over insurance companies and brokerages and all of those things and become combined. And that's where the real problem started. The TARP bailout was just the symptom after the illness had already been in place for 8 years.
Offshore development in the Arctic, should it be allowed to advance, or do you think it can be done safely in ice conditions?
You know, we're going to have to take more precautions. It's not deep water. It's not like the Gulf. There are a lot of different issues in the Arctic. We can do this responsibly. But the people that are charged with watching the industry and regulating the industry have to be in place. They have to do their jobs. And what we watched over the last 8 years was that the mineral management system and other of the government's watchers weren't watching. They weren't minding the store.
If you are elected, would you support increased authority for tribes in Alaska to address high rates of crime and sexual assault in their communities?
You know, as I've said many times since I've been in the state legislature, the people that are closest to the problem, that have the boots on the ground there, are the ones that understand the problems the best. You know, there are tribal systems that have been there, been in place for centuries, and we need to acknowledge that and let them do what they do best.
All right, thank you. And can you give us just briefly, in about 20 seconds, what that would look like, that sort of support?
You know, I'm not really sure how to set that up, other than that there are tribes in place, and we need to acknowledge those tribes and enhance their ability to deal with their own problems.
All right. Thank you. And now you have 1 minute for a closing statement. Your closing statement. Thank you.
Well, thank you. You know, as I've started this campaign and crisscrossed the state, and as I continue to crisscross the state and meet many people across all walks of life here in Alaska, I've realized that I have a sacred trust with the people of Alaska to do the best I can with what I have without being confused by who gives you the checks. In my campaign, I've gotten over 1,000 contributions, most of them small. The lowest that I've gotten is $3, and I've gotten several, the huge majority of them are under $100. And I have sacred trust with those people to do the best I can with that trust and represent people of Alaska in an honest and forthright manner, not be confused by big money.
Thank you, Mr. Harry Crawford. Represent